Title track to the forthcoming release from Chez Smith, a piece entitled Interpret It Well. New disc out in May on Pyroclastic Recordings, and that was Bill Frizzell taking it out there at the guitar. Joining Chez Smith, of course, at the drums, Matt Maneri heard at the violin, and Craig Taborn at keyboards. Interpret It Well. That was intense. Prior, and Chez won't be Invicto, but Gordon Gordina, who we heard in numerous incarnations before that, will be presenting two projects at this year's edition of the Victoriaville International Music Actuel Festival. He'll be presenting The Marrow and Square Peg, and we heard Gordon Gordina solo guitar before that from a brand new release just out on his own Attaboy Girl Recordings. It is Gordon Gordina solo guitars of all sorts, oud and dobro, and he is taking on the music of Tim Byrne. Lost in Reading was the name of the piece we took from Oddly Enough, just released, as I say, on Attaboy Girl Recordings. Prior to that, we heard from a 2019 recording featuring Gordon Gordina's The Marrow, who once again will be performing in Victoriaville. From the Songlines release, Safar El Darun, we heard Convergence. Gordon Gordina, of course, at the oud. Joining him, Josh Zubot at the violin, Hank Roberts at the cello, Mark Elias at the bass, and Hamid Homan at tambik, daf, and frame drum. Prior to that, Nada El Shabi and something from Shazi, I should say, and something from her 2017 release entitled Awar, released on Nawa Recordings and featuring a number of creative musicians from the Montreal community, including Osama Shalabi, who's involved playing guitar, also arranging and doing some composing. Dave Gossage at flutes, Philippe Lozier at tenor clarinet, Yves Charuas at alto sax, Bradger Waldman at the alto sax as well, Jason Sharp at baritone, Josh Zubat at the violin, Jen Heistek at the viola, Jonah Fortune at the double bass, and it was recorded at Hotel Tango in 2016. The music was, and the vocals were recorded in Cairo, Egypt, which is where Nada is based in voice recorded in 2017. That was a piece entitled I Lose Memory, and again taken from her 2017 release War. And Nada will be performing at the Victoriaville International Music Actuel Festival. Not clear if it will be with a large ensemble. Let's hope so. It's a very creative ensemble indeed. Prior to that, Gordon Gordina's Haram with a brand new release out from this large project. Night's Quietest Hours, the name of the new release out on Attaboy Girl Records. And we heard Langa Nahawand, Mr. Gordina at the oud, Mark Rebo joining the project at the guitar, Tim Gerwing at the Darbouka, Liam McDonald at the reek, Tommy Babin at the bass, Kenton Lowett at the drums, Francois Houle at the clarinet, Christopher Kelly at sax, J.P. Carter at trumpet, Josh Zubot at the violin, and Jesse Zubot also at the violin. Prior to that, starting everything off, Mary Halverson and Code Girl, something from Artlessly Falling, a piece entitled Muzzling Unwashed. This is Jazz Muck right here on CKUT 90.3 FM, www.ckut.ca. We'll be back right after this.
What? My radio stuck on CKUT. I don't know. But nah, fix it. CKUT, the number one radio station in Montreal. We give you the sun, the moon, the rain, the stars and the mountain. CKUT give you the word.
Cette pièce de piano peut vous sembler bien banale. À moins que l'on vous dise que c'est Jeanne, encore prof à 81 ans, qui l'a apprise à la petite Chloé lors de ses cours cette semaine. Le Québec est riche de ses aînés. Reconnaissons leur contribution. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Good. Great. Not bad at all. A-okay. Tickety-boo. Fine, thanks. All good. It's going gangbusters. Just great. When people ask us how we're doing, we often say fine, even if it's not always the case. If you aren't fine, say something. To get help, call Info Sociale 811. Because talking is the first step towards getting better. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Hi, this is Joe McPhee. You're listening to 90.3 CKUT.
Jazz Amok continues with some creative music related to Victoriaville, of course, the FEMAV festival coming up in May. And Réline Lucie was at last year's festival, which was a scaled-down festival, much unlike this year's listing. It seems to be like in full force, which is great news. Live music close to Montreal, anyway. And they documented the show with Monsieur Lucie. Was released by Victo Recordings in the fall, release entitled Printemps, which is, of course, when the festival takes place. And it featured René Lucie, of course, at guitar and saxophone. Robbie Cluster joined him at the drums with, of course, Martin Tétrault. That's in Martin Tétrault at the turntables, his longtime musical cohort. And Eric Dorion was heard at the computer. It's a long one sweet piece. We are going to hear a section of it. And René Lucie will be presenting a brand new project at this year's edition of the festival. Le Diable Vert is what it's going to be called, or is called, and what we're going to see and hear. But that'll be in May. For now, we go to last May, and this is a piece entitled Celle qui suit l'autre. All right, here in Jazz Amok. Thank you.
Thank you. Second. saxophone. Yeah. You could call on Lady Day.
Or could you call on Joe Coltrane?
If they'll wash
the troubles,
troubles away. Because I always feel like
Flower.
Confusion. Creation.
Pickle. K is for
kitten.
Camp.
See, wait. Sandro, see. U, unbearable.
U is for underground.
Oh, yeah.
Umbrella.
T. Trite.
Tremendous.
Torment.
Tire.
C, K.
I can't think of a U one. T.
T.
F is for famous.
Fun. Fumble. M is for Montreal.
Cinema Politica invites you to a screening of the Academy Award-nominated film Writing with Fire, followed by a discussion with Ishita Tiwari and special guests. Monday, March 14th at 7 p.m. Writing with Fire is a fierce cinematic testament to the brilliant work of brave women journalists at the Kahbar Lahariya, India's only all-women-run news organization. Don't miss this film, a screening co-presented with Fondation Arthur Cini and the South Asian Women's Community Center. Join us on March 14th. Doors at 6:30, screening 7, 1455 de Maisonneuve West, room H110. Info, cinemapolitica.org, or find us on social media. This is a CKUT Radio co-presentation.
Fire. I have been sent we were to go by stats, prison is a gold mine camp with no buybacks. Nigga, it's a wizard in the system holding all my blacks. It started in 1640, shackles around my ankles. Melanin meant that I can't go to schools or read, cause who's gonna serve my master? Also, the pastor described all my people as the sheep who exist to upkeep the land. We feed the economy, creep all the crops, but then feed on it modestly, consciously knowing you're lesser than. And lighter skin means that you're better now. So you in the house taking whips and probably dick, cause well, you a fetish now. Meanwhile, I'm grateful for all that I'm given. I'm picking this cotton in rhythm. I pray for a lot of the living. Escaping is probably a sin, and if God ever finds out that I want my freedom, well damn, then God's gonna call in the rat. Two horses with opposite mats. Those nooses, they up in the trees and I'm hanging, but I never fall like my pants. Then came the 13th Amendment, written in 1865. It says slavery is over, except it's pay for doing crime. And then the things that they made illegal are things you associate with people who now education isn't equal, and they ain't getting paid enough to eat, so we stealing and jugging and shit. We need to be fully equipped. The system the new slave master brought in to stop us and bullying shit. Cause before we were stealing and jugging, the laws we was breaking was loitering. We go to the bin, then we can't pay the fine. Now the jail is who your employer is. This voyage is super intentional. You used to be students in medical. The Moors and indigenous blacks were the smartest and honestly truest professionals, literally teaching you about chemicals. My history isn't viewed on a pedestal. Try to tell me only few of my ancestors had anything to offer. If we wasn't strong, you would never bother. If we wasn't awesome, you never put all of your resources in just to get to conquer. If we ain't a problem, then why would you want all the youngins who black not to have a father? Cause slavery showed black youth for mad years that whiteness is right. Your ma getting fucked, your dad getting whipped, but white is the light. And sometimes master blesses you for being a good slave and kills you off if you a bad one. So black mothers tell their daughters fuck the master, and they tell their sons they can't run. Mama raised the girls independent, and she raised the boys out of fear. These days black women representing the struggle that these black boys trying to clear. Man, we have so much work to do.
That's just the way it goes.
Program.
What is the Lord? What is the Lord? What is the Lord? What is the Lord?
Bonjour et bienvenue à Legalese, un podcast de Radlaw McGill qui pousse pour une éducation critique et accessible de droit. I'm Christoph, and I'll be your host this week. Last Monday, January 10th, the Tribunal Administratif du Travail heard for a second day Provost Manfredi and Francis Desjardins, McGill's Director of Labor and Employee Relations. What were they talking about? They're opposing McGill Law Prof's effort to unionize, and therefore constitute McGill's very first union of professors, although about 2,000 workers are already unionized within the university. On November 24th, the interim president of the Association of McGill Professors of Law, Evan Fox Decent, announced that it was organizing to become a certified faculty association.